The leaves are getting started changing, which means it's fall nationals time. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Students, instructors, parents of ATA Nation, welcome back to the ATA Nation podcast. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden. I am thrilled to be back with you for episode 92 of the ATA Nation podcast. Can you believe that? 92 episodes. Holy moly, it's been a fun time. We had an extra long episode last week. I hope you guys enjoyed something a little different last week. I know for those out there that are super fans, that have our membership, I'm a little behind in dropping you a couple of trading cards. So don't worry. I haven't forgotten. I'm getting those to you. So if you haven't signed up to be kind of a super fan to get these digital trading cards, all you have to do is go over to atama.ninja/uncut, and we'll drop you one each time we have an episode. We usually drop the one for the week before the following week. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense. Anyways, we are, summertime flew by. We're in now already to September, which means we are a little more than a month away from fall nationals in Pittsburgh. And so I wanted to get a friend of the show on, Chief Master Skiles, to talk about the training opportunities at fall nationals. And I usually feel like I'm pretty tuned into these things. I check online and I make sure I know what's going on. But a couple of things that I didn't realize that were a little bit different about some of these seminars. So make sure you tune in and check out this interview.
Special guest interview.
We are super excited to have with us again Chief Master Skiles, head of the ATA training department, and we are going to run down all the great things going on at Fall Nationals. How are you today, sir?
I am fantastic. I got a little bit of a workout in this morning, so I am ready and charged for the day.
Got to continue to work hard after getting those red letters at this last World Championships.
And then I didn't compete for the new season at Worlds.
Oh.
So I'm already behind, but I intend on making it up at Fall Nationals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we'd love to have you on and kind of just go over the schedule of what's going on at Fall Nationals. Ideally, people have already registered, but we know that there's a few people out there who might wait till, the last minute. They like to pay
ATA
a little extra.
ATA people waiting till the last minute? What?
I heard it happens. I've heard.
It does happen. There are a few. Yes.
So we start off Wednesday with two great events and before the Gumdo training testing. So we have the Thrive Focus and then the Masters training. I know you're kind of more in charge of the Masters training side of things. But any insight on Thrive Focus, what's going on there? Or we talk just about Masters training stuff right now?
Yeah, I mean, the topics are there. The staff development, new members. The name escapes me of one of the presenters that's going to be there. But I do know that is because of the size of the ballroom that they're in. I think it's only limited to about 100 people. So, that is a limited number of people that can get in to that particular event. So if you're not signed up for it yet and you're looking for some business training, that Thrive Focus type stuff, then you're going to want to make sure to get in on that.
Everybody else, though, they should sign up. Masters should sign up for the Masters training.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure everybody is clear on this particular training. Years ago, they did, and I think we only did it for like 2 years, where the master candidates were able to choose between Fall Nationals training or spring nationals training. And I think some of them are thinking this might be similar to that, and it's not. So this is for masters, all masters, current masters, master candidates. It's not mandatory for the master candidates this year. We still have the one mandatory training for them, and that is the one at spring nationals like we always have. But this is master's training. So the team of instructors that are on there, it's going to be a great high energy type workout. We're going to make sure that everybody is up to date. One of the main priorities of this training is to make sure that everybody is up to date on the expectations for what high rank board breaking should look like starting next year at World Championships. Throughout the years, board breaking has kind of gone a little bit back and forth a little bit. I mean, I think you've been to some of my RAT trainings in years past. We always worked on a very dynamic, high-paced, combative-style board breaking setups. And some people do that. Some people don't. Some people are still very singular in their board breaks. They break one station. They walk a couple steps over here, break another, walk over here, back up, turn, do another one. And that's not what the presiding grandmaster and the master's council are looking for out of a high rank board breaking. So we're going to talk about that style, that expectations, and what could potentially happen if you decide to set up your board breaks in that very open, singular style board break. So there's going to be a little bit more of a judging criteria on not just did you break them, but how was your setup, and then how was your break. So we're going to be going through a lot of that, as well as expectations on sparring, the type of movement, the type of offensive and defensive drills, the interaction that we're looking for sparring coming up as well next year. So it's going to be a great workout. And of course, going through forms for the 6th, 7th, and 8th degrees as well is always great. You know, nobody can have too much training on their form.
No. Well, I'm a little bummed that Thrive Focus and Masters Training are at the same time, because I would definitely join Masters Training. I skipped Thrive at World Championships, and I thought my wife and I would go to Thrive this time. But now I'm like, oh, I hate to miss
stuff. You could always send your wife to Thrive.
I could.
And you could do the Masters. So I actually sent that email out about a week ago letting people know that RSVP'd. For is that, hey, we know that there's two things going on at once. They're two great events. So you could send a staff member or, a wife or a spouse, a husband to the Thrive if you're a master and you want to participate in the training. So
yes,
that
sir.
Is an option if you so choose to take it.
I'll see how things go. We'll talk. And then that night. Yeah, sir. That night, 6 o'clock, the traditional gumdo testing. And this program seems to just continue to grow. We've got some black belts now that have come through the program. And then it's opened up 3rd degrees now, or even lower than that.
It's first degree black belts. It is still for adults. And you still need to, if you're not a licensee, you still need to have your instructor's permission. And I do check on that. So if you fill out the application, or you that you're interested in doing it, if you're not a licensee, I do pick up the phone or shoot an email to your instructor, just making sure you verify you have permission to do that. But if you are a licensee, I send you the information, either myself or Master Flores, one of Chief Master Ramundi's instructors, and helps him run one of his schools, helps on the back end with some of that kind of stuff. So one of us reaches out to them to send them the information to enroll in the program. And you're right, we do have some black belts at Worlds. Chief Master Ramundi's instructor, Grandmaster Jung, came all the way over from Korea, watched it. I wasn't able to be there for the testing, but I did speak to Grandmaster Jung later, and he was very impressed with everybody's skills and performances. So that program is going well and is meeting his expectations from that standard.
That's excellent. Well, then Thursday starts off. I love the way you guys have scheduled Thursday. You've got, it looks like 4 different sessions throughout the day, 8 to 10, 10:30 to 12:30, 1:30 to 3:30, and then 4 to 6. And you can just like mix and match. It's like a buffet, all kinds of great things there. I'm loving this layout. I think it's great.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we got the surveys back from Worlds, and of course, you know, some of the comments are, I wish there were more time slots available. Maybe 4 hours was a little too long, or 3 hours a little too long. So shortened the training sessions a little bit, made them a little bit more concise on topic and the amount of information that's being delivered, and then spread it out throughout the whole day, give people the opportunity to train at least in four different topics. So we do read the surveys. We do try to make the adjustments. But just like anything else, there's not enough time in the day to do everything. We would love for everybody to be able to do everything. But you know, we do have to condense the training down to kind of one day at the spring and fall nationals. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much time to offer. So again, like the mastership trainer, master's training, if you got some staff or you got some students, split up and divide and conquer. Send somebody to this, send somebody to that. Try to get all those seminars covered. But we did try to offer as much as possible.
It's such a shame that in the ATA there's just too much great training for us to take at one time. You know, I mean, we have so many great options. You know, like what a horrible problem to have, to have too many great things to do.
Right. And if I cut the amount of seminars that are down, the types of seminars that are down, then the survey will come back and go, I wish we had this on the schedule. I wish we had that on the schedule. Right. So I'm playing around with different options. Yep. And we listen to the feedback from the surveys, and we try to put something together that is going to kind of cater to everybody's tastes.
Yes, sir. So we've got two Train Like a Champion events. They are the sparring with Senior Master Isaacs and the combat with Chief Master Kaminsky. You know, I think those are things we've seen that are amazing training. We've got some additions.
Well, so we have seen it, but we have a little bit of a twist. So Senior Master Isaacs is working with Chief Master Church on the sparring, because one of the things that we haven't incorporated a lot in is paddle pad and pad training. So both of these are instructional based seminars. You'll be active, you'll be doing the drills, but it is instructional based, and it is how to use paddle pads and pads when training your students. So if you've ever gotten the opportunity to see Chief Master Church teach or some of his students, he is just phenomenal with pad drills and paddle pads and working on, you know, high level combinations when it comes to sparring. So this is this is geared towards that, both for the combat and the sparring. So more instructional based. It's not an athlete development. It's not just come in and train for 2 hours. It's instructional based. So you can go back and take these paddle drills and these pad drills and help take your students to the next level.
Oh, that's super cool. I love that. Maybe, you know, in one of those 30,000 times you guys got to get some of these people down at headquarters to film more stuff, we can get some paddle drills on there.
Yes, yes. So like the sparring curriculum, like the combat curriculum that we have for the planners the plan is to bring those guys in and film this material. So again, we're just expanding that library of information that we have on our website.
That's awesome. And then there's the Black Belt Weapons Forms and Curriculum. This is the kind of the second round of the rollout of updates, you know, clarifications, those kind of things. It looks like we're doing song knot, long range jongbong, and then double song jibong.
Correct. Yes, you are right. So at World Championships, we did mid range jongbong, we did single song jibong, and single palmangi. Those were already filmed ahead of time and put online. We've had some scheduling challenges with the instructors for this. So we're actually, unfortunately, going to be filming post fall nationals, but the turnaround, those are pretty quick, but the training will include any of the clarifications, any of the updates to these three particular forms. And then we'll have the video support afterwards to go with that training. So I do apologize, but when you're trying to get four instructors that run schools, have regional tournaments, testings, all that kind of stuff, to get everybody here at the same time to do that, logistically, it just didn't work out between Worlds and fall in a timely manner, along with our media staff as well, because they're doing a lot of videos and editing and stuff for just the Fall Nationals itself. So we'll be doing that. Actually, they're coming in the week after.
Who are our Pro Tech? I mean, I know there's a couple of people for each weapon, but who are we looking at for Song Knot Long Range and Double Song Sprung? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yes, sir. So the Song Knot instructors, and these are the ones that have been teaching since we've come back from COVID and come back. We've offered these weapons already, but we have, for Song Knot, we have Senior Master Schaefer, Senior Master Beto, and Senior Master Julia Wegman. So those are our Song Knot instructors, and we're going to have Senior Master Schaefer will be flying in to do the filming of the form and the curriculum. For Long Range Zhongbong, we have Chief Master Go, as well as Master Kinoshita. So he's right there from the Pittsburgh area. Mm-hmm. Master Kinoshita is going to be coming in for the filming on that. And then for Double Song Zhongbongs, we have Master Garcia, Ileana Garcia, and Master Lauren Blanks. And I think Master Garcia is going to be coming in for the Double Song Zhongbong filming. Master Blanks did the single Song Zhongbong already. So we're excited about that. All three of the forms really have some minor things, and it's just cleaning up some stuff, you know, over the years, different variations and versions have been taught. So they've all been meeting under the guidance of Chief Master Kaminsky to make sure that everybody's on the same page and that we're doing moving in the right direction so that everybody's doing the same thing across the board.
Yes, sir. Love it. Master's nominee, I believe, or Kaminsky.
I believe she is a master candidate now, yes.
Master candidate, yes. We'll be doing her balance training. This is usually she does, like most of the seminars, a couple of nationals or a world and a national before doing changing topics and whatnot. So this is going to be similar to the one that she did at World Championships. Is that correct? I believe
correct.
It's the same.
We try to do it. We try to have her on a three event cycle. So she started at Worlds, so she'll do it at fall, and then she'll do it again at the plan would be to do it again in spring. So that spring. If you didn't get a chance to get it, you have two other chances.
And that would be the same as well with the new ATMX curriculum level 2. I believe that was introduced at World Championships this year. So this is another opportunity for people to hit that awesome training.
Yes. This is the max level 2 curriculum. And I know that Master Swazi and Master Turner, again, going back to some surveys, they're going to make sure that this is really more instructional focused. So it's not just going through the material and learning how to do the tricks. It is really about instruction, how to deliver the product as opposed to just being able to do the product, right? You know, there's plenty of techniques in that curriculum that I'm not doing. But I know if I can learn how to teach it, then that's going to be the most important thing. So it is again, more of an instructional based on how to deliver the product, not just doing it.
Yes, sir. And anybody who hears this podcast when it comes out this Saturday, you can hit the virtual training as well for it's level 1 material stuff. But there is that ATMX level 1 curriculum for the kind of the second half of the year cycle stuff. This weekend.
Yeah, so they'll go through the planners, explain how to kind of run the planners, so you have a better understanding. If you haven't been to one of the seminars, you just look at the planner, it may not translate to you. So we want to make sure they're going to explain how to take you through those planners and manage that class, and again deliver the product.
Yes, sir. Yeah, those are really useful. My team, we did it the last time they did it. It was a lot of fun. And then something new, Miss Melody Johnson is going to be doing her ATA Skills University course, two different ones. We have a virtual option for these as well, that courses that you can send your legacy students through and stuff like that. Tell us about these offers.
Yeah, so you know, up to this point with our relationship with Ms. Johnson and the skills program, She's done just some short little lectures. You know, she's been on Thrive a couple times, you know, doing the virtual thing. She's presented with in conjunction with our Mac rollout as well. But what she hasn't done is really taught the classes in person, which I think is so powerful. Being able to sit and listen to her talk for, you know, 45 minutes about the topic is a whole lot different than going through it. She was here a little bit earlier in the year and did an all-day seminar here at headquarters for about 20, 25 people. And so we decided we have to get people in the seats in front of her. And then it's also get up and actually role-playing and practicing the curriculum as well through this. So it is some of sitting and listening and learning as well as getting up and going through it. So one of the sessions that is offered twice is the teaching skills and brain skills curriculum. Like they're two separate courses, but she's going to teach them in that 2-hour block. And that's done twice during the day. I think it's the first time slot at 8 and then again at 1:30. And then the second one is the stages of development. So that course is going to be taught, I think, at the 10:30 and at the 4 o'clock time. So if you're looking for both of them, you have two different opportunities to get to one of those two seminars.
And I'm looking forward to taking at least one of those. We did some of the virtual training, some of the online course stuff with some of our legacy team members at a retreat we had just a couple weeks ago. And they're so good. I mean, that information is just really useful. It's so funny to see that, like, how many of these tie into the 10 class management skills that we used, like, you know, at the beginning, and how you, but now you understand why those work so well. Really great training there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the stages of development, when I sit and listen, I mean, I can sit and listen to her talk about it all the time. And the reason why we partnered up with that and are really putting that so much into the Mac, tying in with the Mac program is it's one thing to be able to know what to teach, right? Or even in some ways, methods of how to teach things. But when you can really understand mentally, physically, emotionally, where your students are at that age bracket. I mean, I have a 14-year-old daughter, right? So knowing that, I'm just going to pick on their own. Any teenager, right? And I have an 18-year-old son too, right, that lives in the house with me. And knowing that in the morning time when that bedroom door opens up, that it's a crapshoot as to what creature is going to come out of that door, but understanding where they are in their stages of development helps me better deal with whatever creature comes out of that door that particular day, because I know that there are so many things going on that just helps manage those expectations and that interaction with the two of them. So knowing and understanding what your students are going through is just going to help the delivery of the product and the methods that you choose at those stages. That's why I think the partnership with that and the Mac program is so valuable.
I agree. It's really neat stuff. It looks like Thursday finishes off with, if you need to get certified as a team coach and a judging clinic updates, that's there, as well as the ATA Weapons to the Max. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Weapons to the Max is that one instructor based or a little more like, hey, I get to come and learn and do a little more myself?
Yeah, so that's athlete based. That's competitor based training. We did the same one at Spring Nationals. Mm-hmm. Half of it was done downstairs, hunkered down because that tornado was coming through. But the convention staff was nice enough to extend our time. But yes, that is athlete competitor based. Okay. They're going to get a chance to work with, you know, the Max instructors, Master Swazi, Master Turner, as well as the staff that they have, Mr. Walls, Mr. Raffle as well. So they get a chance to demonstrate their stuff, get some feedback, some tips, some tricks on how to maybe improve a trick, make a trick different, a little variation, and just get some motivation that way. So it's a great fun. And if they register, they get a cool ATA Max t-shirt for participating in the training as well. It's included in the price, so they get a cool shirt.
Awesome. And then we're bringing back the licensee reception, kind of a little get-together and stuff as well. So licensees, I know that registration just went online like just the other day, and it's really limited number. So get into that right away.
Yes, and it's not your stereotypical reception like we did like at Worlds, like we did at the Deuce or anything like that. It's not fancy. It's more of a social gathering, get-together, and let's just kick off the event, kick off the weekend with this gathering. It's at a great place. It's like kind of catty corner from the Westin. It's there next to the courtyard. It's got a really cool vibe in there. It's a really neat event.
Awesome. Well, that wraps up. It looks like all the training event. Obviously, we've got competition, all that kind of stuff. I want to thank you, one, for your time today, but also all the time I know you spend on coming up with a schedule, coordinating all this stuff. I know you and the training department are super busy. And the training department, I mean, over the last couple of years has just put out some amazing content. So thank you for that. Anything last for ATA Nation today?
No, I mean, only I got some things in the pipeline right now, working on filming later this year. Is we're starting at the most basic, starting at white belt curriculum, and developing a library of content for everything that revolves around Sanglum 1 and the white belt curriculum. So video library on stances, kicks, form, philosophy of the form, all that kind of stuff. Kind of in a way, so to speak, updating the old way videos to a degree, but in more of a, you know, 2023, 2024 format, where it's, I want to watch this, click on it, get the information I need for this particular kick or this particular stance. So we're working on getting all that stuff. We're going to start at white belt and work our way up through the ranks. I know a lot of people like the black belt forms that we did, the 6th, 7th, and 8th degrees. Those are on the list as well, to do the same thing, just like we did with that. And then I also have the written versions of the color belt curriculum, the color belt forms coming to AMA as well. So we've got the black belt ones already on there. I got the written ones coming in for the color belt forms here real soon.
That's awesome. And I assume probably those color belt things will be available to probably all students when they log into their account, just like the color belt weapons and stuff.
All members, and I do have some videos that we're going to shoot that they're kind of in that vein of what we call a pro tip. So those will be kind of more instructional based. Hey, instructors, when you're teaching this technique or this stance, make sure you're looking out for these types of things. And those will be more into like on the legacy side of things. So if you're a legacy member, clicking on the ATA legacy, there'll be some pro tips for the curriculum as well from an instructional side of things, as well as like drills, the individual target partner type of thing. So when you're teaching high block, here's a great individual drill. Here's a target drill. Here's a partner drill that you can use when you're teaching these techniques. So we're trying to cover all of our bases, not just physically shoot the material, but also work on some instructional things that'll help those legacy members as well.
That's awesome. Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that. You guys are continuing to trek away. Thank you for all you do for ATA Nation, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks, ATA Nation. We'll see you at Fall Nationals. If not, we'll see you at Spring Worlds next year. Look forward to seeing you.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, again, I want to thank Chief Master Skiles for his time. I am thrilled. I can't wait for Fall Nationals. Lots of fun stuff going on there. I'm a little sad that I didn't sign up for the paddle drill, train like a champion. That was, I think that's going to be really neat. Some fun stuff in there. So make sure you get registered right away. Talk to your instructor if you are Not eligible without instructor permission. Well, we all need instructor permission. But if it's your first time or you're just not sure what's going on, talk to your instructor about opportunities to do some training at Fall Nationals. Now, a couple of upcoming events I want you guys to be aware of. One is the Athlete Development Seminar in Elkhart after the Class A tournament there. At the end of September. So it's actually October 1st is the Athlete Development Seminar there. Make sure that you check that out. It's, I think, the last one this year put on by ATA headquarters. Senior Master Rosa and Master Blanks will be there doing that training. So make sure you get registered for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then make sure that you guys are checking out your regional camps. I know Grandmaster MK has been a big advocate for bringing back the regional camps. Our region that I'm in, 102 East, has always had a regional camp. We kept doing them even when a lot of people stopped doing them. And we just have such a fun time. So if you have a regional camp opportunity, make sure you check that out. I know ours, we call it Camp Master Plan in October, is a lot of fun. So just get online. There is a place on atamartialarts.com in the event section where you, or the calendar section, where you can see when those are going on. So make sure you check those out. A lot of great, you know, friendships, a lot of great relationships are built at those kind of training events. So make sure you check that out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's going to wrap up our episode for today. Make sure that you are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, now if you've tuned in the secret section here and continue to tune in, how have you not gone over and get one of our membership cards? ATAMA.ninja/uncut. Make sure you grab one of those. Like I said, I'm a little behind in sending out some digital cards. I'm so sorry. I will get there. You know, it's back to school season, which means the Taekwondo school is roaring. We've got lots of things going on. And so I'm a little behind, but I'll get there. And you're going to want them. Okay, guys. Later.